Okay, so we're moving into the bracha of Rifa'enu. So as we move into this bracha, there's a fundamental question that needs to be asked. And Rabbi Chil Sparrow asks, if Hashem himself deemed that this person become ill, become sick, how can we ask him to undo what he has done? And Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains that Hashem instituted a set of laws to which the world and nature must conform. Boundaries are set, restrictions are in place. The only way for these limitations to be altered is through tefillah. And when we stand before Hashem, who initiated this decree, this illness, it is only He who can save us. And he brings a mashal. He says, imagine a king who's decided how the legal system in his kingdom should run. He issues the laws with instructions as to precisely how he wants them to be put into practice. Anyone who will try to alter the king's decree will be decreed a traitor. One day such an incident occurs, and the traitor goes before a panel of judges, and the judges deliberate as to whether they should allow a one-time exception to the king's law. Perhaps the king himself would not have applied this law under these specific circumstances. They realize that it is only the king who must decide if he wants to actually change the law in this instance. He made the law, and he can change it. And since Hashem made the person ill, it is only he who can decide to make Yesh Me'ayin and heal the person, and therefore we plead the Rifa'enu Hashem. Rav Yitzhak Kirzner writes, illness presents a tremendous religious challenge. Most of us want to be healthy, and sickness is hard for us to deal with, especially if it lasts for more than a few days. Klal Yisrael believes that health comes from Hashem. In contrast, many people think that if they go to the right doctor, they will be fine. How do we reconcile the reality that when a doctor treats us, we often get better with the religious perception that Hashem heals us? Rabbeinu Bachya says that Hashem could heal people without medicine or any treatments. Hashem is capable of doing anything. However, he didn't want healing to occur as a unilateral act on his part, without our involvement. Hashem wants us to be challenged by illness. We can grow through the challenges of being sick by realizing that there is a Hashem behind the illness who directs our lives. One person who gets sick, gets cancer, could be treated with chemotherapy. Another may die from it. Science can't explain why one person responds and one doesn't. When we confront the laws of nature, we are pushed to see that there's a hidden factor behind creation. This is exactly what Hashem wants us to realize. Hashem wants us to see Him where His presence is not obvious. We often don't see Hashem, but the more we develop ourselves spiritually, the more we can discern Hashem behind the scenes. Illness challenges us to do this. The idea of developing spiritually through discerning Hashem in hidden places is a challenge, but also is a definition of our relationship with Him. If a person completely attributes to the natural world the importance of that which affects him, that is, if someone thinks that Mother Nature and natural law are responsible for everything that happens to him, then the person develops a relationship with nature. If that occurs, the person will be provided for according to what natural circumstances gives him. Developing a relationship with nature means that sometimes nature will provide very good things, and sometimes it will provide things that are not acceptable. The laws of nature say that illnesses are not curable beyond a certain point, that certain things degenerate past the point where they can come back to life again. If we relate ourselves to the physical world and decide to harness only the laws of nature, then what we will get will be subject to these same limitations. On the other hand, if we recognize that there's a Hashem who directs nature from moment to moment, we will hook ourselves up with the creator and director of nature. We will develop a relationship with the master of nature, rather than merely with nature. If we relate only to nature, then we cannot expect the supernatural. If we address our attention to Hashem because we realize that nature can't hurt or benefit us unless Hashem wants it to do so, we thereby open up the possibility of going beyond the bounds of nature. Lamala min ha-teva. We can be provided for by directly by Hashem. In order to accentuate the concept of trust in Hashem, we start this bracha with emphasizing the name of Hashem. Yes, we go to doctors, as they are the resources of Hashem. But only if we turn to Hashem can there be an ultimate healing. The same is with medicine, and for this reason, many people say a tefillah before taking medicine. They say, Hirotzon mulfanecha, Hashem elokai, shehei esek zeh li lerefua ki rofei chinamata. And then after taking the medicine, they say, Baruch rofei cholim. Once we view Hashem as the ultimate master of our lives, we change the way we look at sickness. Once we stop trying to conquer nature, we can deal with what Hashem tries to communicate to us by causing us to get sick. We can still view sickness as a limitation, and we can still try to be healed through medicine and the like. However, if Hashem doesn't want us to be well, no amount of running to health professionals will cure us. We may not know why Hashem wants us to be sick at a certain time, but we do know that there is a purpose to the sickness. It is accomplishing something. Klal Yisrael has the unique perspective that healing is part of the format of growth and development rather than an inconvenience that comes into our lives. The Mishneh Berurah explains this bracha follows Vanyenu, the last bracha, because as long as a person is filled with sorrow, it's difficult to recover from physical ailments. Therefore, we first ask Hashem to redeem us from our troubles, and then we can ask Him to provide us with health and healing. Rav Mordechai Potash says, when davens to Hashem to heal us, we should have in mind that when we need strength and good health to serve Him properly, that we needed to study Torah and perform all the mitzvos. And the Torah tells us that there are 27 words in this bracha which allude to the pasuk of Vayomer im shemo tishma l'kol Hashem Elokecha, if you listen to Hashem v'yashavein of tas and you do the right thing, v'azantel mitzvosa v'shamarta kol chukov, then kol hamachla shesamti b'mitzrayim, all the sickness that I placed in Mitzrayim, lo osim alecha, I will not place on you, k'ani Hashem rovecha. And the Siddur Chassidei Ashkenaz says that there are 27 letters in the Aleph Beis, which reminds us that by the virtue of dedication to the fundamentals of Torah, one will be healed. So we go into the bracha and we say, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei Hashem v'nei v'sheya. Rav Shimon Schwab tells us that these words are a paraphrase of the what Yirmiyah HaNavi said, Rifa'eni Hashem v'ei rafei Hoshieni v'i v'sheya ki sihi lasi ata. Put into our terms, Yirmiyah is saying, if I am healed, I will not praise the doctor nor the medicine, but only you, because it is you who saved me. When we look at this pasuk in the proper context of what's going on, we immediately recognize that it's not a tefillah for a cure of physical ailments, but rather it's a tefillah for the cure of moral or spiritual ailments. And a person may think he's in perfect health, but in reality has a crooked heart, an ukov halev. The heart is a very shrewd organ. It can deceive one into thinking that he is perfectly healthy. The pasuk there says, mi yoda enu, and Hashem responds, Ani Hashem choker leiv bochen kloyos. That who's going to know? Hashem says, I am the one who searches in the heart. We can deceive ourselves and others, but Hashem knows what's going on inside of us. Yirmiyahu is chastising people who have a sick heart, in a moral sense, possessing very detrimental character traits, midos ros, which causes them to pursue a morally corrupt way of life. A person such as this may not only offend and cause harm to others, but he may naturally fool himself into thinking he is a lily white and upright, and he has a very clear conscience. In reality, though, he may be a scoundrel. Paraphrased, Yirmiyahu was asking Hashem, since the heart is so deceptive, everyone is suspect, and I myself may be suffering from the same heart disease, and my character may have deteriorated unbeknown to me. Only you, Hashem, know the truth, and therefore cure me, Hashem, and I will be cured. The cure for spiritual diseases is called the Refuas HaNefesh, and a person may think of himself again as basically a good person, and it could very well be true, but he may overlook the fact that he has certain spiritual illnesses. Therefore, in our Tefillah of Rifa'enu, we daven for the same thing. We too are asking Hashem for Refuas HaNefesh. The purpose of all physical illness is to make a person aware that his nefesh, his spiritual existence, is sick. The reason why we ask in our Mishaberech L'chola, we say Refuas HaNefesh or Refuas HaGuf, is because the purpose of the physical illness is to make a person do tshuva, to cleanse his nefesh of its spiritual sickness. Therefore, we daven that through the Refuas HaNefesh, the Chola may also be granted a Refuas HaGuf. And just as Yirmiyahu did, we add Hoshienu v'nivasheha. And this refers to the spiritual diseases of which we are aware, emotional disturbances, such as fears, apprehensions, frustrations, bitterness. These illnesses are a result of one's lack of betachon in Hashem. If a person does not have emunah in Hashkacha Pratis, then Hashem knows that Hashem knows him personally and watches over him, he can be set with all these types of fears and worries. The cure for this disease is emunah and betachon, and it's for this that we seek the help of Hashem in this tefillah. If someone has true betachon, he will lose all of his fears and apprehensions. When one realizes that whatever happens to him is not an accident, but rather the will of Hashem, he will no longer have fears, worries, and apprehensions. If he's convinced that Hashem has a purpose for any difficulty that he may face, he will be totally accepting of it as part of the educational process that he's being put through. Ki asher yehav Hashem yochiach, if Hashem loves the person, he will chastise him so that he will improve himself. Reinforcing one's emunah and betachon requires a great deal of help from Hashem. And for this we're mispalel, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei rafe, Hoshienu v'nivasheha. Just as Yirmiyo HaNavi was mispalel for his own refuas nefesh, for known and unknown spiritual ailments, so do we as Klal Yisrael ask Hashem to cure us of them. And Rabbi Chiel Sparrow notes that the name of Hashem appears as the second word of this bracha. This is not so in any other bracha. Why is it so? He explains we need to remember that refuah is not in the doctor's hands. There are times that they can cure us, and times not. But Hashem is always capable of healing with no limitations. There is no such thing as there is no cure or there is no hope. Hashem can do it all, and we need to believe in His abilities. If Shimshon Pinkas says, and that's why we mentioned earlier in the bracha of Yotzer Ar, we say He's the Borei Refuos. Creation, Bria, means Yesh Me'ayin, that Hashem makes something out of nothing. And Hashem creates refuos that do not exist. And just because at this moment He made the person sick does not mean that at the next moment the person has to be that way. And therefore we say, Rifa'enu Hashem. The Tefillah of David says that we say, Rifa'enu Hashem, from any pre-existing conditions and ailments, v'nei rafe, and keep us healthy, protecting us from future illness. As the Gemara tells us, a healthy person should always daven that he does not get sick, because once sickness strikes, he must have great merits to regain his health. Rabbeinu Bechai observes that the Torah sanctions one human being to heal another from the pasuk of Irapo Yirape. In both words, we use a harsh-sounding pay, suggesting that the medical treatment is often harsh and extremely painful. For the dot of the pay alludes to the pricking and the cutting doctors do with their equipment. However, in our bracha, we say Rifa'enu with the soft, undotted fey sound, signifying that Hashem's cures are gentle, sensitive, and painless. Ki silsenu ata, if we are cured, we will not give ourselves the credit, it will be strictly because of your help. If we are healed, it will not be because of our own actions, or because of the doctor, and the operation, or the medicine, but only because Hashem saved us. The physician is merely the shliach of Hashem. As long as someone views healing as coming from the doctor and feels that it's the doctor who deserves his thanks, he has further concealed Hashem's role in the world. So we say to Hashem, we're not going to make that mistake. If you heal us, we will use the process of healing to reveal your role in the world. If you heal us, we won't extol the virtues of the doctor, the technique, and the medicines. We will turn to you in gratitude for having sent these people as your agents of healing. V'halei refuah shleima l'chol makoseinu. Now we daven for a cure for our physical ailments. The first part of this tefillah referred to the refuas hanefesh, in which we asked Hashem to cure our spiritual ills, and this part now refers to the refuas haguf, in which we ask Hashem to cure our physical ailments. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Reb Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, Afal pi she'amru shol adam tzracha b'shemei tefillah, even though Chazal tell us that a person should ask for his needs in the bracha of Shemei Tefillah, im yesh lo chole b'soch beso, if he has someone sick in his house, omer b'birchas cholim, he should daven for him here in this bracha. If someone has a specific request for refuah for himself or someone else in his household, he should include a brief tefillah for this in this bracha. And in many sidurim, there's a text already offered for this. And he should add b'soch shar chole Yisrael. And he should include, as we said, refuas hanefesh, refuas haguf. And the purpose, as we said, of all physical sickness is to make the person aware that his nefesh, his spiritual existence, is sick. We therefore daven that with the refuas hanefesh, the chola may be granted a refuas haguf. And Rishim and Schwab said that in his kihila they had the minug, that when there was a chola amongst them, the shliach tzibur would raise his voice during the tefillah of Rifa'enu as a signal for the tzibur to say a brief tefillah for that chola. Ki kel melech ne'eman, rofei ne'eman rachmanota. Kel refers to Hashem in a sense of absolute rachamim, while melech expresses the concept of absolute din. Only Hashem can be called the rofei ne'eman v'rachman, the healer who is both ne'eman, who practices din, and rachman, who at the same time is practicing rachamim. He is a combination of both din and rachamim. Rav Yitzchak Kirzner says we must realize Hashem is rachman, compassionate, and only would bring sickness upon us only if it were to our benefit to undergo it. The title Melech appears rarely in Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Avraham Chaim Feuer says it's brought to have us again remind us to never forget that the master and king of all healers is Hashem himself. Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Chol Eim O Yisrael, Hashem Schwab says that the proper inflection of the wording here is Rofei Chol Eim O Yisrael and not Rofei Chol Eim, pause, and then Eim O Yisrael. And then to conclude with the story and the homework, so my daughter told me a story that she heard last year, so I hope we get this right between her telling me and then me telling it over. But she said that her teacher had told her there was a person who had a kidney issue and they needed to have a transplant. And the doctor had given her 40 days in the hospital to get the transplant done, and if they can't find the match, they would send her back home with no hope. And the days were passing, and she was davening each and every day. And towards the end, she was hitting the middle 30s, she gave up hope. She said, you know what, obviously tefillah doesn't work, because my time is running out, and this is going to be the end. And her husband said, you know what, maybe we've been davening for the wrong thing the whole time. You know, we've been davening that they should find you a matching kidney. Maybe we should just be davening that whatever Hashem wants should take place. And she decided she'll go along with that. And she davened like that for another day or two when the doctor called her in and said, you know, we made a mistake. Based on the last test we took, your kidneys are working 100%. You don't need a transplant. And we see that the power of tefillah, now it doesn't mean that the kidneys were wrong the first time, that they may have been failing. But you see what the power of tefillah can do, that if we daven for the right aspect, and sometimes we direct the tefillah to a specific thing, and we don't realize that Hashem's not answering us because that's not going to be for our benefit. But if we direct our tefillah, and I remember when I dated, Rav Shaya Cohen used to always tell us, he said, never date and ask Hashem to marry a specific girl. Because if you do, he'll give it to you. And then you may not be happy. Just ask that it should be the right girl. And it's the same thing we have to ask in all our tefillos, is that it should be the will of Hashem, whether it's parnosa, whether it's health, whatever it is, that it should be the will of Hashem, it should be what He wants, it should be what's best for us. And in that way, Hashem will answer the tefillos in what's the proper way for us to be answered, as opposed to what we think is being ignored and not answered. And the homework, obviously, is one time between the 18 times that we say this bracha over the next week, to stop and think a little bit about what we're saying about the spiritual illnesses, the physical illnesses, the refuas hanefesh and the refuas haguf. And with that, Hashem should bring all chayle Yisrael amecha, the refuah, a complete refuah shalema, that they should be able to serve Him properly as we head into a new year and a new beginning for all of us. Amen.